Well, you know, the great thing about Sting and what separates him, obviously, being a big star, is that we have our own jet, private Learjet, that we take around. So what happens is that we'll go to Paris, or let's say New York, for instance. We'll stay in New York City, and we will play Boston, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Hartford, all those cities. We will stay at the hotel in New York for 3 weeks. And we'll just, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we'll jump on our plane, fly to the show, do the show, go right from the stage, right to the airplane, back, and we're back in the hotel bar in New York by 12:30 at night. So we do that in all the big cities. So we'll do all the Midwest from Chicago, all the West Coast from San Francisco and Los Angeles. And this last summer, we were in L.A. for 3.5 weeks, and we would do the whole West Coast from Los Angeles. In Paris, we do most of France, run out from Paris. You know, so London, we were in London for a month, you know, and that is really the great thing. It's on such a high level. It's the best hotels. You know, they treat us great. We have our own chefs that we carry on the road. And it is really a luxurious, decadent sort of situation that I will miss tremendously. But the payoff is, you know, that you know, I get to play some different music, which I'm looking forward to as much. It is, you know, people don't really realize, you know, that it's a really well-run ship, and they try to make sure that you're really well taken care of all the time. So yeah, we do get to see any of the cool cities, you know, Tokyo or wherever, where Cape Town, we were there for 10 days or something. He makes sure they structure it because, you know, he's a musician as well, and he wants to hang in cool cities. You know, we don't necessarily want to be stuck in a city where there's not a lot to do. So on our days off and in cities where we can do runouts, we make sure and run out from the cool city and whatever the cool hotel is, and that's the deal.